Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of the KTH 910 AM Interview of the Week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network in North Texas. I'm Dave Palmer, Diane Xavier running the board today. And we recently sent out an email to all the Catholic schools in the area, and we said we would love to promote what you're doing. And also, if possible, we'd like to do an interview with a principal or, you know, students or teachers. And I was so delighted when I received an email back from Mrs. Jennifer Borth, who currently serves as the principal of St. Elizabeth of Hungary Catholic School in Dallas at 4019 Southampton Road in South Dallas in the Oak Cliff area, very close to Bishop Dunn High School, where I used to teach. And so she said, yeah, we'd love to do an interview. And I said, great, when were you going to come in? And she said, well, I'm going to send three of my teachers. And so I really appreciate her responding to that, and also her sending three of her teachers who are very, teaching different levels and subjects. And so in studio with me, I'm honored to have with me Rosa Barrientos, who is a Spanish teacher of pre-K 3 through 8th grade there at St. Elizabeth. She's been there 23 years at the school, and she actually was a teacher of one of my other guests, Caitlin Maxwell, who teaches kindergarten and also is a graduate of 2007 from St. Elizabeth of Hungary School. And Jessica Martin is here. She teaches 4th and 5th graders English Literature Arts, ELA. I had to ask her what that meant. So welcome to all of you, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. So Rosa, 23 years. So you've seen everything at that school. Tell us about how you got into education and how you connected with St. Elizabeth back in, what would that be, the 90s, I guess, or around the time?
Yeah, around there.
Yeah.
Well, it was a very nice and personal way of me getting into the teaching area. So my little daughter was starting pre-K 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would bring her to school every morning and I would go out crying.
Could you miss her?
Yeah. My other two were there. You know, you get emotional. It's your baby. It's right. Your last baby. So the principal back then was Patrick McGee.
Yeah.
And he asked me, well, you know, would you be interested in maybe helping us out? And that's how I started.
And then you get to be with your child,
and
right?
Then I was there with my three children. They got a wonderful education. I fell in love with the St. Elizabeth teachers. It's like another family for me. And I wouldn't trade anything for it.
Mm-hmm. Was Caitlin a good student?
Caitlin was a great student.
Did you say one day she's going to be teaching here?
Right.
And so Caitlin Maxwell is, as I said, a student of Rosa Barrientos. She taught you Spanish.
Yes, she did.
And then tell us about your path. You graduate from high school. It must be so interesting to be walking the halls as a teacher of the same place where, you know, as a, you know, half pint, you were, you know, did you go there the whole time, all the way from pre-K?
No, I went to public school, and my parents were fortunate to send me when I was in fifth grade, and I attended from fifth to eighth grade at St. Elizabeth. And then with the help of the teachers at St. Elizabeth, I was accepted into Ursuline Academy.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then when did the teaching bug hit you, or when did that cross your mind?
I always thought I wanted to be a teacher, but I always kind of said it the side because, you know, I saw what the teachers had to deal with me. I'm like, and so when I went to college, finally my junior year, I sat down and I said, I can't imagine a life without teaching. Let's try high school. Well, just not a high school girl. So I started teaching with elementary, and I found my heart in first grade and kindergarten.
Yeah, I said that before we started. I said, you get the cute kids. They're all, you're precious in their own way. But the fourth and fifth graders are interesting. And that's where Jessica Martin teaches English Literature Arts. And so, first of all, Jessica, tell me, you said before we started that you came through the ACE program of Notre Dame. Can you explain to our listeners what that is?
Sure. So when I finished college, I actually did not go to college for education. So I decided that I needed to get some education in how to teach. So
yeah.
I applied to Notre Dame, the University of Notre Dame up in Indiana, and I got into their Alliance for Catholic Education program, or known as ACE. And what they do is they send teachers throughout the country to low socioeconomic schools to teach the kids for 2 years while receiving a master's at the same time. And I got into the program and was told, you're going down to Texas and you're teaching fourth and fifth grade, and this is your school. Here you go. So being from New Hampshire, I packed up my car, came down to Dallas, and immediately fell in love with the school. And I've stayed since graduating and receiving my master's.
Yeah, you made that very clear even before we started, how much you love the school. What is it about it that you love so much?
I love how I feel a part of a family and a community at St. Elizabeth. Not coming down here and not knowing anyone, I was immediately accepted not only by my faculty members, but also by the families. I received such a great sense of community and faith and family through everyone at St. Elizabeth. And I just could not have imagined getting a better school to start off my career.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, languages are so important. Mm-hmm. I have tried so hard to learn Spanish, and I've done so much, and my brain isn't very good that way. But Rosa, every student, pre-K through eighth, mandatorily, I think you said two times a week, gets Spanish, right? What about the ones that are already fluent? Do they still take Spanish from you?
They still take Spanish. We don't have very many fluent students.
Oh, okay.
They might come from a Hispanic family, but they really do not speak the language.
Yeah.
And if they do, there's a lot of slang, there's a lot of...
Right.
So they are learning correct grammar, reading, translation. Eighth grade does great with that.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a practical thing to know, because I told my kids, if there's two job applicants and one's bilingual and one isn't and everything else is the same, they're probably going to take the bilingual one. Do you have a goal by the time they get out of eighth grade? Is fluency the goal, or is that realistic, or what?
Fluency is not realistic because they only come twice.
Yeah.
And when you're learning a new language, you really need to practice it lately.
Mm-hmm.
But my focus and my goal is that when they go to high school, they will be tested.
Yeah.
If they would like to continue with Spanish or... So my goal is to get them ready to pass that test and to hopefully they can be in Spanish 2, Spanish 3, honor Spanish. Most of my students go to honor Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Caitlin, tell us, I was thinking that Mrs. Borth obviously sends the three of you because she thinks you're great representatives of the school, and she probably knows that you like the school a lot. And I'll ask you the same question I asked Jessica. What is it? What makes St. Elizabeth of Hungary unique? People have a lot of choices of where they send their kids, public schools, charter school, homeschool. Why would parents, maybe they may not know what's special about the school. What would you say?
Well, walking back through the doors, I instantly felt like I was back at home. There's a sense of just a warmth, welcoming, and also the freedom to explore any type of idea or educational need that you want. So for example, we are able to support kids who want to do a project on something, or we have the ability to kind of pull resources and make it easier for the child to explore their own interests, which makes school fun. I think St. Elizabeth is truly a really fun school. We do a lot of different activities and things that you don't see in other schools. And I really appreciate teaching here in order to... share the fun with my students and make school a positive experience.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was at Bishop Dunn, that area is very diverse. I remember it was almost like a third white, a third Hispanic, a third African American, and that made for an interesting dynamic, and people learn from different cultures and all that. I'm sure it's the same at St. Elizabeth, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, one of my favorite activities that we have, I remember growing up, and I was eighth grade, we did in Spanish, we had that little...
The Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, we learned songs, and the whole, the whole school was part of it. And even with in Spanish class, we had a day of bringing in our favorite, food and talking about it. And I still remember that, and it was fun, and it made me appreciate, exploring creativity and things.
Yeah, Jessica.
Yeah, what's great about St. Elizabeth and what I enjoy about it is the diversity. We have students from all different ethnic backgrounds, and the students get to learn about each other. And not only that, but the families and teachers get to learn through them. I know in my classroom, I have students of all different backgrounds and also students that are different religions as well. And just different paths. I know even my kids get to learn about what it's like growing up north from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to learn from them, what it's like to grow up. I mean, we have some kids that go down to Mexico frequently. I've never been to Mexico, right?
Yeah.
So getting to learn through them. I have students who have parents from the Philippines. I have students with parents that are from Japan. I have, you know, just such a wide diversity of kids, which allows for that. The students to learn through each other, ultimately. Yeah.
Right. If we had done this interview 3 months ago, I would have joked that you could tell them what snow is because you're from New Hampshire, but we know what snow is now.
They still don't know what snow is.
Oh, come on. That one didn't count? we're wimps. Let me ask you, and I'm just going to open throw this out to any of you, just, as the spiritual formation, there's the website saintspride.com for St. Elizabeth of Hungary Catholic School in South Dallas in the Oak Cliff area. That's what we're talking about. I've got three of the teachers here. Rosa Barrientos is a Spanish teacher. Jessica Martin teaches English literature arts for fourth and fifth graders. And Caitlin Maxwell, a kindergarten teacher, also a 2007 graduate of St. Elizabeth. Spiritual formation. I love this. If you find this on the website, it says at the heart of everything we do is our Catholic faith. It shapes how we teach and permeates everything we do within and beyond the classroom. And it goes on, but I'll leave it at that. I love that. And so How does that manifest itself on a day-to-day basis? When somebody walks into the school, how would they say, wow, this is a Catholic school. I like this. Anything jump out? Yeah, Jessica?
So we try as teachers at Saini to incorporate religion into everything we do, regardless of what we teach. So that is one thing that is really great about Saini. So being an ELA teacher, I'm allowed to incorporate that in our daily activities, in the novels that we read, in our conversation, and in our writing, which is great. So the kids are able to know that Christ is within us through everything that we do. Mm-hmm. I love, for example, I read The Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe with fifth grade. And to be able to talk about how that book, you know, corresponds with the book of Genesis is a great thing and something that you're not able to do at every single school.
Mm-hmm.
And also just being able to have those conversations with kids and, you know, if they're having a rough day or whatnot, we share, you know, church together every Friday at our school. We share right now during Lent Stations of the Cross together. It's just a great thing for students to be able to see all of their teachers be able to share within that faith together.
Mm-hmm. Rosa, go ahead.
Yes, in my classroom, for instance, cultural aspects, you know, in December, we celebrate the birthday, the apparition of the Virgen de Guadalupe.
Yeah, on December 12th, yeah.
Yes, which is a very important day in our Hispanic culture.
Yeah.
And then for December, we also do the posadas, you know, the journey of Mary and Joseph, and they get dressed, and we do the singing, and we do the prayer, because they all know prayers in Spanish.
Right, right.
Since pre-K.
Very good. And what about the sacraments, mass? Is there an opportunity for confession sometimes, or any? I remember we used to walk to St. Elizabeth from Bishop Dunn. The whole school would walk over there, but is there an opportunity for the sacraments?
Absolutely. I believe in second grade, that's where it begins, and you get to have confession, and you have the sacrament of communion, and it goes all the way through eighth grade. I got confirmed at St. Elizabeth, and it's just a continuous journey through Catholic education with the sacraments and being involved in it.
You know, this may be a little outside your, area there, but a lot of people say, you know, I'd like to send my kid to a Catholic school, but it's so expensive. The tuition is, you know, so high. And what would you say to that? Is there a lot of financial aid available? Or if somebody who doesn't think they can send their kid to Elizabeth of Hungary, what would you say?
I would recommend that if you are interested in your child going to Saini or any other Catholic school, to reach out to the school, because there are a lot of resources that we receive, and there's a lot of opportunities for financial aid. Quite a few of our students actually are on scholarship or receive financial aid through the school or through other parishioners or teachers that have written grants for them. I know personally I've written grants in the past for students for them to allow to stay at our school, because it's so important to us that if you want your child to come to Saini and receive that Catholic education, we're going to try to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say reach out to the school and explain your situation, and, you know, we'll work. The schools are going to work with you. We want you to be able to send your kid to our school. Mm-hmm.
I think you said there's somewhere 180, 190 students total, pre-K through eighth. Do you have all the extracurriculars, the baseball and the softball and, you know, track and that kind of thing?
We have the volleyball coach over there. I did basketball for a little bit, and we all work together to try to make that happen, because it's fun for the kids to be able to, after school, get together and, you know, work as a team and travel to different schools and see different areas. And so we've had track, cross country.
Yeah, St. Elizabeth participates in the DPL. Yes. So we have our JV and varsity sports. Outside of sports, we also have clubs. So we encourage our students, based on their interests, to join those clubs. We have everything from Saints in Service that works with giving back to the community. We have Lego club, book club, crochet club. So whatever interests the students, we try to have. We even have a trivia club now. So if a student wants something, we do it. I know our eighth graders are currently working on a project after school, working on fixing our courtyard. That's something that interested them. So students can bring, you know, forward ideas as well. And we really try to give every kid an opportunity to be part of something through our school.
You know, I think especially, Rosa, you've been teaching for 23 years, mm-hmm. and this last year has been so weird. And I just wonder how, you know, all the schools have had to adapt, and the distancing and the face masks and, you know, even the streaming and all that. So how has that been for you, especially since, you know, this isn't what you've been used to the last 22 years. So how did you adapt to it?
Very different and very challenging.
Yeah.
But we have made it work. And, you know, the kids are so supportive of us and the parents. We've learned to deal with it.
Yeah.
And just be in your space and do it. We just do whatever we did before, just a little, in a little different way.
Are most of the students in person now, or is it still some staying home, or
yes,
what?
Yes, luckily I have all my kindergartners in. We had a few out for pretty much half the year, but they're all in. They're all in face masks, and I have to say they did an amazing job. There's not been any issues whatsoever, and they are in school like it's every day, and it's just been really great to kind of go through. I thought it was hard at first, and then because they're so wonderful and supportive, and like Rosa said, the parents are just great. You reach out, you talk to them daily, even when we had the webcams on us, and we would talk, you know, emails back and forth. If there was an issue, we would take care of it. I actually feel like it was really, really easy to do this transition at St. Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. We're just about out of time. We've been talking about St. Elizabeth of Hungary Catholic School. They're located at 4019 South Hampton Road in Dallas. And 75224 is the zip code, saintspride.com, saintspride.com. Father Russ Mower is a pastor there. I've gotten to know him. He's been in the studio before and interviewed, and so hopefully he's listening. And hello, Father Russ. Jessica, if somebody wants to learn about the school, they want to get a tour, or I understand you have these roundup events, that are, you know, what should they do?
I would have someone reach out via email or call up St. Elizabeth of Hungary. We have a wonderful secretary named Sandy Walkley over there that would be more than happy to give you a tour. She's your woman. I would reach out to her.
And, you know, I feel inspired to just ask this question. There may be some people listening right now that are considering a career as a teacher. And having taught 3 years, I know it's challenging. I mean, but I loved every moment of it. Well, most of the moments. But what would you say as far as this as a career for somebody who's listening? And because I know Dr. Varicki is typically looking for teachers, and principals are. What would you say? What's the most beneficial thing of being a teacher?
I would say go for it. The rewards are amazing.
Yeah.
And that's what stays with you.
Yeah.
And I think every day I'm thankful. I laugh every day. I share new experiences every day. I teach children every day, and it's just the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Mm-hmm. You have to see these, you know, little people grow up into big people and see them. Jessica, any other comments about that?
Yeah, it was the best choice I ever made. It wasn't originally the path I was going to take, and I thank God every day for putting me at St. E and giving me the best job I could ever want.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Well, thanks to each of you for coming in. Again, Rosa Barrientos, a Spanish teacher, and Jessica Martin, fourth and fifth English and literature arts teacher, and Caitlin Maxwell, kindergarten teacher and graduate of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. If you want to learn more about the school, the history, we didn't really talk about the history. This goes back all the way to 1958, formed by the Oblate missionaries. I always love the history of these schools because there's so much that goes into it. Just go to their website, saintspride.com, saintspride.com. And again, a big thank you to Mrs. Jennifer Borth, the principal of the school, for lining this up, responding to our request, and also sending these three wonderful teachers over to be on with me. Thanks also to Diane Xavier. And if you have a suggestion for a future interview of the week, please email me directly, Dave Palmer at grnonline.com. God bless you. Have a great rest of your weekend.